A new cabin is currently being installed in the Wrangell Ranger District. Not only is it the district's first road-accessible cabin, it's also the district's first log cabin. The logs are second-growth timber from the Stargavin Valley in Sitka. KSTK's Lisa Fu caught a ride out to the Middle Ridge cabin site, talked with the building crew, and has this story.
The Middle Ridge cabin site is located 19 miles out of town. In order to get there, you drive out Zamovia Highway, follow Pat's Creek Road to Middle Road, also known as Forest Service Road 560, and head south up the mountain, way up, all the way up to 1,500 feet elevation.
Which doesn't sound like much, but it's, I probably feel your ears popping as you go up the hill. For Wrangell Island, it's pretty high for a road system.
That's Keith Appleman, recreation technician for the Wrangell Ranger District. He says getting to Middle Ridge involves driving on some of Wrangell Island's steepest roads. It should also involve a high-clearance vehicle, but the upside is you can drive right to the cabin. Middle Ridge is about to become the site of Wrangell's first road-accessible cabin. Appleman says it will be popular with snow machiners, but it'll also be a good recreational opportunity in the summer.
A place where people can take their family or kids and not worry about boats and tides and all that kind of stuff. And of course, it'd be a lot less expensive too, at least to get there.
Although the drive to Middle Ridge can be bumpy and long, Appleman points out some worthy scenery along the way.
This is kind of a neat viewpoint here. You can look out toward, you know, Chichikov Pass and Circle Bay and look towards Rebel, and then you can actually see, off to the left, you can see the back channel too.
When we finally get to Middle Ridge, the crew, a mix of AmeriCorps volunteers and paid Forest Service staff, are hard at work. They are drilling holes into the first round of logs that will be fastened to the concrete foundation. From there, they will start stacking, each round of logs getting pinned down with wood pegs to the row below. These spruce logs are second-growth timber from the Stargavin Valley in Sitka. That area was originally clear-cut in the late 60s and early 70s before it was designated a recreation area. Stargavin currently features the first log cabin to be built with this second-growth timber. Middle Ridge now has the second. The cabin was originally built back in May during a log cabin construction class, which took place at the University of Alaska's Sitka campus. After all the logs were cut, notched, and put together, they were disassembled and barged to Wrangell to be put back together again. Fairbanks resident Richard Music was one of the teachers of the log building class. He's now in Wrangell for the first week of assembling at Middle Ridge. In only a few days, he hopes to get all the logs restacked, the doors and windows cut in, and the roof put on.
All the logs are already cut and fit and labeled. You can see that on the end of each log has a number and a location. So once we get this bottom round attached securely to the foundation, stacking it will go fairly quickly.
Music was also responsible for the construction and assembling of the log cabin in Stargavin, which has received high use since its completion. Music anticipates the same for Middle Ridge.
Once people find out about it and come up, it's a great place to hang out, go berry picking in the fall and snow machining in the winter and just hang out in the summertime. And it's road accessible.
The exterior of the cabin, as well as the installation of the wood stove and the outhouse, are due for completion by the end of October. The Forest Service hopes the interior of the cabin, like the bunk beds, the shelves, and the counters, will be built through a partnership with Wrangell High School. The final completion of the Middle Ridge cabin site, including a wood shed and picnic tables, won't be done until next year. In Wrangell, I'm Lisa Fu.